Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
I want to welcome you to this edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you, we magnify you, we glorify your holy name. Thank you for a new day, a new week. Thank you for your protection over us, over all our loved ones. Thank you for your daily provision. Thank you for divine enablement. Thank you for the abilities and the capacity that you have given unto us. And we say glory, honor, praises be unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I welcome you once again to this wonderful program of yours, Commanding Your Day. I thank God for all that He has been doing in your lives. And the Lord will continue to be with you, guide you every stage of your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your tuning in today will be for His glory. The Lord will visit you, will speak to you, will draw you closer to Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today I'm going to be sharing with you what I titled, Do Not Deny Him. Do not deny Jesus. Do not deny God. No matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, you should not deny Him. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Luke chapter 22. I'm going to read from verse 54. The Bible says, Then they seized Him and led Him away, bringing Him into the high priest's house. And Peter was following at a distance. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard, and sat down together, Peter sat down amongst them. Then a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the light and looking closely at him, said, This man also was with him. But he denied it, saying, Woman, I do not know him. And a little later, someone else saw him and said, You are also one of them. But Peter said, Man, I am not. And after an interval of about an hour, still another insisted, saying, Certainly, this man also was with him, for he too is a Galilean. But Peter said, Man, I do not know what you are talking about. And immediately while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed, and the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the saying of the Lord, how he has said to him, Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly. May the Lord bless the reading of His word today in the mighty name of Jesus. This is a passage many of us are very, very much familiar with. And it's easy for us to say, Oh, Peter denied Jesus. But many of us at different stages of our life, we have denied Him. We have failed to share the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. And by so doing, brothers and sisters, you are denying Christ. The only way by which indeed you can show that you are not denying Him is telling people about Him, letting them know that Jesus came and He died for us. And it is only through Him that we can be reconciled back to the Father. So share the good news. Do not allow yourself to be counted amongst those who are denying our Lord Jesus Christ. But why do people deny Jesus? Number one is the fear of persecution. But the Bible makes us to understand that we should not fear, for it says that He will not leave us nor forsake us. In the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, He said, No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Say, just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. That's the Lord saying that. In that same Joshua 1 verse 9, he said, Have I not commanded you? He said, Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So if you have the Lord with you wherever you go, why are you still afraid of being persecuted? Why are you still operating in fear? In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6, he says, so we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? You need to be able to say that. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Because I have God by my side. Wherever I go is by my side. And for that reason, I will not deny him. I will proclaim his name in the morning. I will proclaim his name at daytime. I will proclaim his name at nighttime. Another reason why many of us find it easy to deny our Lord Jesus Christ is that we want to belong. You see, in the present dispensation, it is popular to do so. But the Bible tells us in the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, it says, do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The love of this world, the world wants to be seen to belong, want to be doing what is considered to be popular. That has made many of us to deny Christ. May the Lord grant you the grace to know that when you are on the side of God, you are in the majority. The so-called majority may not be on the side of God, but when you are on the side, you are in the majority. So for you to say, oh, you want to be in their side, and for that reason, you don't want to talk about our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, you are missing it. You can't afford to do that. And also, another reason why we deny him is because our worship is a vain worship. We only worship him with our mouth. It doesn't come from our heart. In the book of Mark chapter 7, verse 7, our Lord Jesus Christ speaking, say, in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandment of men. Are you worshiping him in vain? Is it a thing that does not come from the heart? If your worship of God is not from the heart, then it's easy for you to deny him. When challenges come, easily you can deny this God, because your worship of him is not from your heart. You are just doing it just to fulfill all righteousness. Because pastors say, let us worship him, you decide to worship him. No, you should make an intention that I want to worship this God. Praise the Lord. Number four reason why people also deny our Lord Jesus is that they want to receive the benefit of Christianity, but they are not ready to pay the price. They want the benefit of Christianity, but they don't want to pay the price. In the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 11, the Bible says, blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. She said, you are blessed if people persecute you because of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are already blessed because it is on the account of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus speaking in John 15 verse 20, he said, remember the word I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. He said, if they persecute me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my word, they will also keep yours. Brothers and sisters, a servant cannot be greater than the master. If they persecuted our Lord Jesus Christ, they will persecute you. There is a price to pay. Our Lord Jesus Christ paid the price. But nobody is even telling you to go and die right now. Just don't deny him. Let the people know who this God is. Tell them about the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't deny him. Wherever you are, even your place of work is your mission field. Let the world know about our Lord Jesus Christ. Another reason why people also want to deny our Lord Jesus Christ is that they want to do the work of God in their own strength. Brothers and sisters, you cannot do his work in your own strength. The Bible tells us in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, said, then he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So you can't do the work of God in your own strength. You need the power of God to be able to do his work. So you need his power. His power must be in you for you to be able to do the work of God. And the Lord will grant you that grace to rely on him, to be dependent on him. And as you do so, He will perfect that which concerns you in the name of Jesus. Another reason why we deny Him is our failure to pray. If you do not pray, it's difficult for you to really be able to face the challenges that come your way. You know, our Lord Jesus Christ was speaking to Peter and the other disciples in Luke 22 verse 46. And He said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation." You need to pray. The Lord says that no, there is no temptation that will come your way. He said, "We make a way of escape for you." But you need to pray so that when challenges come, the Lord will be able to grant you victory. And indeed, my God will grant you victory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You need to be rooted in the Word of God. The Word of God needs to dwell richly in you. And as the Word of God dwells richly in you, you'll be able to face the challenges that come your way. You will no longer be able to deny our Lord Jesus Christ. I want us to know that when we deny our Lord Jesus Christ, He's going to deny us too. The book of Titus, Titus chapter 1 verse 16, Titus 1 verse 16 says, "They profess to know God, to recognize, perceive, and be acquainted with Him, but deny and disown and renounce Him by what they do." What is it that you are doing? "They are detestable and loathsome, unbelieving and disobedient, disloyal and rebellious. They are unfit and worthless for good works, deed or enterprise of any kind." Let that not be said concerning you. You can't operate in disobedience to the Word of God. And finally, I want to conclude by reading Matthew chapter 6 from verse 31. He said, "Do not start worrying. What are you worrying about? Where will my food come from, or my drink, or my clothes? These are the things the pagans are always concerned about. But say, your Father in heaven knows you need all these things." In verse 33, say, "Instead, be concerned about everything else, with the kingdom of God and with what He requires of you, and He will provide you with all these other things." And in verse 34, say, "Do not worry about tomorrow. It have enough worries of its own. There is no need to add to the troubles of each day." Brothers and sisters, trust in the Lord. Proclaim Him. Let the world know that you serve Him. Let the world know that you belong to Christ, and tell them about Him. And as you do so, the Lord will move on your behalf in the name of Jesus. And even while you are hearing me today, you are not even sure of your salvation, I want to give you that opportunity. This is an opportunity for you not to deny Him, but to accept Him, to accept Jesus as your Lord and as your personal Savior. So as you are listening to me this day, I just want you to say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And I say it is you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen." Father, I want to thank you on behalf of these your children that have given their lives unto you. For everyone that have listened today, I prophesy unto you. I say it is well with you in the morning, it is well with you at daytime, it is well with you at nighttime. The Lord will perfect that which concerns you. He will fight your battle. He will grant you victory on all sides. In the name of Jesus, His light will shine upon you. His light will shine through you. His countenance shall be upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus, your blessings will not be distributed to others. On the day of your glory, you will not be found missing. No one will replace you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I say affliction will not come near you, nor your family, in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the joy, the peace of the Lord. Until we meet again next week, God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebaju. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947727 with any prayer request, or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.